Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living in the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have an exciting show, one I'm very much looking forward to. One of the things I love about the show is that it's about opening the eyes for people who don't know all of the wealth of different modalities that are out there to help people stay healthy. I'm a physician, but I'm going to be the first one to say it. You don't want to end up in a doctor's office. You want to be able to help yourself no matter what the condition is. And I think, as my guests will probably attest to, I think the body is self-healing if you get out of the way and help it. And we do many things, I mean, a plethora of things that make our body have to work harder than it should. And today we're going to speak with Ms. Kara Hayes. We're going to talk about PEMF, and that's pulse electromagnetic fields, and how that technology can actually help us, help our body recover. And I'm looking forward to our conversation because this is somebody who not only understands it, but actually has benefited from a different mindset about health. She's been working with pulse PEMF since 2019, following a hike in the Appalachian Trail in 2005. And she's been on a health adventure, solving her Lyme disease, thyroid problems, and mold challenges. And this rewarding journey through functional integrative medicine has led to a knowledge about longevity, biohacking, and how we can actually use these technologies and bring them into our own lives. It doesn't have to be something that's pie in the sky. It's here now. So Ms. Hayes, I wanted to thank you so much for joining me today. I think our conversation is going to be very important for our listeners.
Thank you, Dr. George. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you have a master's in science. How did you, I know we talked about your physical challenges, but how did you come to this? This is like a huge step away from the medication mill that most patients end up on when they have chronic illnesses.
Yes, from physics to the physical, I suppose. Mm. It's been an interesting journey, and it's not a place I ever thought I would find myself, but none of us really predict ourselves going into ill health, do we? So I had loved doing physics. I know, I just love the way the world works. I love knowing how things are put together. And when my health crashed after doing the through hike of the Appalachian Trail, I started, after a couple of years of conventional medicine that didn't work, I started digging into how my health worked. I had spent 7.5 months hiking in the woods from Georgia to Maine. And along the way, got many, 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 many tick bites. But the hiker knowledge at the time was just that as long as you didn't get a bullseye, you're fine. Unfortunately, most of us know that's not true anymore. Lyme disease is extremely underdiagnosed. For me, I didn't get the joint aches and pains, but I got my endocrine system crashed. My thyroid crashed really hard, my adrenals. And conventional approaches didn't work for me. They didn't diagnose me until my TSH was 73. So it was, I'm an outlier. So I didn't present with weight gain. So I had a lot of collateral damage to work through. So when I started taking up my own health, because I was just outside of their bell curve, I looked into everything. I love trying everything that's out there. And to date, I think I've spent about $200,000 on my health trying to recover. So I've tried everything from diets, fasting, saunas, hyperbaric. I've tried ozone technologies. I've tried, obviously, PEMF, many, many others. And back in physics, one of my favorite parts was the communication and the teaching. So when I found that PEMF was the most broadly effective and profoundly effective of any of the single modalities out there, it occurred to me that I could help bring this to more people. And so since 2019, I have been doing sales of the equipment for Pulse PEMF. And I should mention here that I'm speaking as an individual. I'm not speaking as a voice for Pulse PEMF because I am an independent representative. But with the physics background, and particularly in nonlinear optics, in other words, lasers, the science behind PEMF is absolutely fascinating, and we can get into as much depth as you would like to on it, Dr. George.
Well, you know, I always think of our bodies as our cells as batteries, and, you know, either we're charged, or we run ourselves down, and that's when disease steps in. You know, it strikes me that this is really very intuitive. If the PEMF, if we're electromagnetic beings, you know, our heart and the way our cells operate, it's an energy field, right? So if it's disordered, it sounds very straightforward that this would be a way to reorder it. Is that one way to look at it?
That is an excellent way to look at it. There are several mechanisms that the PEMF assists our bodies with, and one of it is charging up our batteries, much like charging up a cell phone.
It sounds so, I mean, people do so many things thinking that there's a one size fits all, right? And it's usually medication. And that has the opposite. It doesn't charge anything. It doesn't correct anything. If anything, it usually suppresses things. And then you have to treat the side effect of it. This is pure, the way you describe it. This is how the body operates. This is how you reset it. And to me,
exactly.
I mean, if anybody knows, everybody should do this, it sounds like. So
I would have to agree.
Well, let's go back in time a bit. How did PEMF get started? How did it become a wellness modality?
PEMF has been around for a surprisingly long time, given how unheard of in the United States it is. PEMF was originally, the development was originally done by Nikola Tesla. He not only developed much of the physics around radio transmissions, but he worked with PEMF. And PEMF, I'm told from several people, used to be used in our hospitals in the 1920s, quite widely, until it was replaced in favor of pharma. Now, it's gone in and out of our medical system. There are many medical PEMF devices in the United States, and PEMF is broadly used worldwide. In fact, I had at one event a German oncologist speaking to me, and all of a sudden she stopped and said, "Why don't you have PEMF in the United States? We have it everywhere in Germany." So the US is a little bit behind many countries, and many doctors haven't seen the PEMF medical devices that are out there. There's ones for bone stim, in other words, for fractures. There's ones for osteoporosis, post-surgical edema, incontinence. And there are even, since 2011, quite a number of PEMF machines for depression. So it helps at the cellular level. It can help potentially everything from tip to toe. Now I'm going to make a disclaimer here, since I do work with pulse PEMF. I do not diagnose, prescribe, or cure anything, of course. However, when you look at the volumes and volumes of research in PubMed and worldwide, you can see that there's practically nothing that it couldn't possibly help. In PubMed alone, there are over 2,000 research papers, and worldwide there are about 30,000 and growing all the time.
That's amazing. And I think, again, our system, like you describe, it's only partially effective because it's not allowing full spectrum care. And I think that's a problem. So I want to delve in a little deeper about how the different diseases can be, ameliorated with this mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Kara Hayes. And before the break, we were speaking about the different ways that the PEMF technology can help people. And one of the things I remember learning is every organ, every part of our system has a different frequency. And it seems, again, to me that if you're able to use this machine in so many different ways, you describe healing fractures and depression and in Germany using it for things like cancer care, it sounds like you can really modulate it depending on what the disease state is. and it's individualized as opposed to a one size fits all. Would that be correct?
It can be. It can be shaped to each individual. And the technology is again, broadly applicable enough that it's simple in its use. There's not exactly a one size fits all, but when you get into high intensity PEMF, it's all about energy transfer, sheer high volume energy transfer. There are lower power systems out there that can still be very helpful. Usually just takes a lot longer. And they'll couple small amounts of energy into specific frequencies to target diseases or organs, which can present in today's day and age some difficulty with talking about it due to the FDA. With pulse PEMF, we focus on general wellness and the underlying scientific principles and physiology this is working on is charging up the cells, is increasing circulation, is getting the mitochondria to make more ATP and more mitochondria. It is increasing the oxygen in the blood. It's also increasing nutrient uptake and detox. And this is purely through putting a ton of energy in the wavelengths, in the frequencies that our body is used to and takes up really well. It's a lot like sunshine on plants. In fact, if you look at, to get a little sciencey just for a moment, if you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, the light that we see is a small part of it. You can pretend it's right in the middle. So if you look at the low end, where the frequency is very, very, very slow, 1 to 10 pulses per second, so think 1 per second or up to 10 per second. This is energy that's all around us all the time. In fact, there's some specific frequencies, in particular the Schumann frequency, that is well known for helping regulate our bodies and in particular our brainwaves. It's looking at the Earth as a big old resonator, kind of like ringing a bell. So if you look at the dirt Earth, you look at the ionosphere around it, and anytime lightning strikes, it rings that gap between those just like a bell. And that fundamental resonant frequency, that fundamental electromagnetic sound, if you were, is 7.8 times per second. Dr. Schumann, a physicist in the 1950s, calculated it. So it's now known as the Schumann frequency. With other resonances, overtones at 14, 20, and on up. It's just a physical property of the Earth. So we have a setting on the XL probe that's exactly 7.8. And people tend to feel really good at that frequency. Our body is soaking that up. The cell membranes are renormalizing the energy, the ion transfer across them. The blood cells that tend to clump together, you can do before and after microscopy and see that those clumps, those rouleaux, are breaking up. So we get increased circulation. We get increased energy from our mitochondria. Organs work better, blood works better, everything from tip to toe can possibly, but I've seen some pretty darn miraculous things, but everything can possibly respond to the PEMF.
I mean, that's, when you think about how you're talking about the basis of health, right? The things, you're going down to what can cause illness, that dysregulation, mm-hmm. that oxygen lack, that oxygen debt, you know, that anaerobic environment, which feeds inflammation, which I think to me is probably the underpinning of most diseases, then you're able to go there and on the cellular level. And it sounds very gentle, you know, from what you describe. This is just writing a channel, opening a channel, helping ions flow back and forth. That's how cells communicate, really. And having them reset themselves. And I didn't realize that it can help your body make more mitochondria. And for those who don't remember their bio, that's the cell that creates ATP, which is the pretty much the energy source that helps us move and helps us thrive. So from the standpoint of medical professionals, I know the integrative doctors are ahead of the game, but are you seeing more curiosity about this modality? It should be. Are general
Absolutely.
Doctors starting to learn
Especially
about it?
Especially over the last 3 years, as we've gone through an upheaval in our health system, we're seeing a lot more interest in alternative views. There is more interest in general out there for PEMF. And I think a lot of us are personally investing a lot more in our healthcare. And you can find this in some medical offices. It is still outside insurance, but most of us have found when we need to get into and fix our own health, an investment that simple like this is, it pays back in such great dividends. It's interesting. I've got a huge list of things personally that it's impacted for my own health. I've seen people avoid knee surgery, shoulder surgery. Their backs have felt better than they have in decades. Myself, the first time I ever used it back in 2017 in a health conference, I'd heard about it a few years before on a podcast. It was ultimately life-changing, obviously, because I'm here now. Mm-hmm. But I'd hurt my wrist that morning, and I knew it was going to be 2 or 3 weeks before it wasn't in pain. I beelined for the Pulse PEMF booth, and 15 minutes later with the paddles, the pain was gone and never came back. And that got my attention because I'd already tried a lot of different things out there. So I kept trying it, seeing different examples of what it did. I always had this great sense of well-being. Usually did 15, 30 minutes, and it just feels great both when you're on it and then when you're off, there's this feeling of being 10 pounds lighter. In fact, when I started working with the company and using it every day, now that's a game changer. When I started using it every day, I actually lost 12 pounds and I wasn't expecting to. Circulation's really, really helpful.
So it sounds
like I've seen example after example after example where it's changed, like my adrenals have changed, thyroid, earaches, toothaches. And again, I'm not projecting anything medical. This is just some personal experiences with it that have been phenomenal.
I would think it also helps your lymphatic system from what you're describing, mm-hmm. where everything we've had shows or people have talked about how that's kind of the dumping ground for toxins and things that the body wants to jettison but can't. So if you start moving the circulation through and that lymphatic system starts to be, energized in a way, like better way to put it, you're able to start moving mm-hmm. things and really detoxing, not just saying it, but actually doing it from yes. a deep cellular level.
In fact, that's one of the few things that we have to watch for with the PEMF and these intensities. It's high intensity, but there's really no damage that you can do with it. You can make yourself uncomfortable. In fact, if you're going for performance like our NFL player owners do, they'll turn it up all the way and they'll be bouncing all over the place. It's a little bit like the muscle activation from Tanzania Stem, but they can turn it up all the way and it's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but they're fine and the performance shoots way up. However, when you get those of us who have had toxic burdens like I have from the Lyme disease, from other events in life, we have to go a little bit more slowly at first because if those detox pathways, the liver pathways, the lymph pathways, if those aren't open, mm-hmm. then we'll get circulating toxins before our body can flush them out, which in a way is a good thing because if people have that little bit of that brain fog or a headache or itchy skin after a short session, we can say, oh, that's probably a detox symptom. A, drink more water. B, that's a good sign because you know you need to detox. Mm-hmm. And C, this does it.
And this is non-invasive. You described I know we're going to take a break in a minute, but I wanted to just give people a picture of what it is. Do you lie on something? Do you put it against a particular body part? How, I know it's non-invasive, but for those who've never seen one, what could they expect?
Sure. It's an electromagnetic field. So it goes right through clothes. It goes right through our body. You can sit on a chair. You can lay down on a contour bed that's extremely comfortable and get you into that relax and recover mode. And the fields go right through you. You'll feel them. Feels like a tapping or a thumping in areas of inflammation. It might feel like a little bit of a pinch until that starts smoothing out. But it's completely non-invasive. You don't have to remove a single bit of clothes.
That's wonderful. I mean, you think about acupuncture or other things that are a little bit daunting. This just seems you've just let it happen. Lie there and let it
yeah.
work.
Yeah, you spend maybe 30 or 60 minutes per session. The electromagnetic field does its work on your body. And if you think about this electromagnetic field, this is just a big version of the little electromagnets that we did in school. Not rocket science. It's super simple. Mm-hmm. But all it is, if you might remember taking up a nail, wrapping some wire around it and tapping it across a battery, you made an electromagnet. This is just a really big version of that. It feels a little bit like tenzin-esin, but instead of using a current going into our body, for anybody who's had or hasn't had tenzin-esin, that uses a couple patches against our skin for conductivity to put a little current in, but it stays superficial. That can't get in deep into our gut or our joints. Use electromagnetic fields in this pulses per second range. It goes all the way through the body. You can get all the way into the joints, into the gut and organs. Speaking of which, my gluten sensitivity has significantly improved since I started pulsing my gut. And you can use it much, much more effectively than that tenzin-esin. But it's just very simple electromagnetic fields. It's hard to produce them, hence the equipment isn't pocket change. It costs a little bit more than pocket change, but it is, like I said earlier, about the most effective single modality that I've found out there.
We're going to take a break in a minute, but I wanted to start off the conversation with what you just began with. Can you buy this for yourself? Do you have to go to a practitioner? Let's answer that question on the other side of the break, because we're coming up on a hard break. So let's take our second break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Kara Hayes, and you can go to the website pulsepemf.com. That's pulsepemf.com. So you can learn more about what we're talking about and find the products and even contact them so that you can learn more about it. So my question before the break was, I know there's no amount of money that you can put towards your health. I think that's the most valuable thing that we have. And I know that you mentioned that physicians and practitioners have it, but is it something that you can buy for yourself and your family at home?
It absolutely is. There are many clinics that have it. We have also about 40% of our owners are individuals. So it's the equipment can be a small-ish toolbox size generator, the machine that runs the accessories, plus a couple small ones if you want something simple for home use. Can go all the way up to the full XL Pro Elite package that has the bed and the chair and all the focal accessories. So there's a wide range that can be tailored to each individual need. But I'd be happy to help anybody with choosing what would be correct for them. You can also find somebody local to you. And if somebody is interested in getting it for professional or personal use, I might be honored if you'd reach out to me directly. If you go to pulsepemf.com/Kara-Hayes, KARA-HAYES, or find me through the links that will probably be on the site, I'd be honored to help you pick out what would be right for you. The investment range can be all the way up to about $45,000 for the full clinic set, or down to about $15,000 for something that you can use for both home and animals. About a third of our company focuses on horses and other animals.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that since, they're part of our lives as well. You talked about larger animals like horses. What about a domestic pet?
Definitely. In fact, it's hard to keep them off it. When you have it at home, they'll start, especially dogs, will start coming and laying on your feet, laying right on top of the accessory pads. They feel it, they know what's good for them, and they'll just relax right into it. I've heard tales of some of our professionals working in barns and having the barn cats come out, jump up and sit on the horses. In fact, one barn owner said, "Why'd you bring your cats with you?" And they didn't realize it was their barn cats.
That's hilarious. I guess vets then can use this as well.
Definitely. It pairs very well with all vet work, especially with the surgery pre and post. It helps prep all bodies for anything intrusive like that and for the recovery. If you want to see one of the best examples of recovery that I've ever seen, there's some pictures online on my Facebook page of my daughter's burn. Now, I don't know that you'd seen that yet, Dr. George, but no. She had a second to third degree burn back in 2019 when she was seven. And they thought they'd have to debride part of it and do a skin graft. And I was out of town, didn't get back till 4 days later, started pulsing her. Immediately, she quit waking up in the middle of the night asking for painkillers. Hmm. So right off the bat, it was a night and day difference for her experience of that horrible burn. It was about the size of the palm of the hand, maybe up to 5 inches across. Wow. Very large, painful burn on the upper back of her thigh. I have a set of four pictures that you'll find on there. And from the first to the second one, I've had multiple trauma burn nurses tell me that that's at least 3 to 6 weeks of healing in a 7-year-old without any interventions. But that second photo was taken the next morning after starting PEMF.
That's amazing.
The third photo is 7 days later. And by the fourth photo, there's zero scarring. It's completely gone. Even the dappling that can be seen in that photo, which is almost not there, there's no scarring whatsoever in the second to third degree burn.
And just imagine all the morbidity associated with painkillers and having to, you know, some people never get off of them because of the chronic pain. So from the stem, I mean, that's revolutionary. I can imagine, I mean, I would hope that burn centers and other parts of our healthcare system would learn about this. Is that at all happening where they're reaching out to expand their treatment options?
Little bit by little bit, they are. They're going to need a medical, specifically medical system for that, because they're still 100% insurance based. Hmm. They're starting to learn of them to refer out, but it's not hit that upswing yet. I did a demonstration for our local burn center after my daughter's experience, and they were floored. They were incredibly impressed. They were really interested. However, since it's not a billable service, they were not yet able to incorporate it. Now, we might be reaching out to some private hospitals, and we know many, many private clinics have our equipment. Realistically, this should be in critical care units everywhere, and we hope to see it there someday.
You know, I think we are at a crossroads in our healthcare system where we can continue to do the same thing where it's corporatized and it's treat the symptom. You know, it's a whole economy of treating symptoms. And I don't think, I mean, you just described how the hospitals are reticent to do it because it's always about money. But maybe the patients need to lead this revolution. You know, follow the money. If the patients withdraw their consent from these places instead of them being on X number of meds, to trying to fix the problem and seeking out physicians and practitioners who get it. I think that would be the fastest way to break the system. It's just run on this blind will of collecting money. It's not about healthcare anymore. It's really a oxymoron. It's not a healthcare system. But we know that now. I think maybe we had to learn a lesson over the last 3 years. And people who are really, but who love themselves and want to protect their bodies, they're going to have to lead this new revolution, I think. What's your opinion?
I agree 100%. The upside, the silver lining of what we've been going through is I am seeing more and more and more people getting interested in taking back their own health, getting interested in learning about their health. And some of us have had to go through some significant health upheavals. But I'm seeing more interest in it. I'm seeing more direct care physicians. I'm seeing more people going out their way to create their health, take charge of their, not only their food, their supplements, their longevity. There's a rising tide right now that was boosted incredibly by these 3 years that we've been through. And so there really is a silver lining. And the more we get it out there, the more we do what you're doing, Dr. George, the more we talk about it, and reach the people who are looking for something, what we've been through. We're getting it out there, and we have a chance for this to become the new model, the right model.
I think that would be, you know, ideal. Just imagine a society where people are actually healthy, and they actually have the means to pursue their health, as opposed to being, I mean, it's so many things wrong with the system. I don't even want to concentrate on it. But one of the things that to me that people really don't understand is that they feel it's so expensive that they get priced out and they get demoralized. What you're describing, mm-hmm. So you can't afford maybe to get the machine, but you can go to a practitioner. And I'm sure that's cost effective. You buy a package, you know, you start small and you start the process of moving. It's like these toxins. You have to remove the emotional toxins of why you can't do something and change it to why you can and should. Those two, yes. that mindset is just, you know, inertia versus action. And I don't mm-hmm. care what the thing is. The minute you start taking control over something, it's no longer frightening. It's empowering. You no longer are, the mercy of emotional, roller coasters in any aspect of your life. I think, to me, this is the way we get our power back. You have to take it back one step at a time. And if you feel good, then it puts you in a whole different ballgame.
I couldn't agree more. It's so completely true. And I think we're moving out from those of us who have experienced the critical situations where we had to take our health to where we're getting a lot of people who want to take care of their health. It's mm-hmm. becoming more of an everyday term, an everyday reality. And it's progressing out there. We're going in the right direction, thank heaven.
I think you're right. I mean, this is so, the way you describe it and the science behind it is so user-friendly. You don't have to, it's not toxic. It's easy to do. It's not a long process either. What it's about in 45 minutes to an hour, how long is an average session?
About that. It's usually about between a half an hour to an hour, preferably starting out an hour per session. If you can get three sessions in per week for a couple of weeks, if you're working on something that's somewhat systemic, that's ideal. You get that critical amount of energy into your system so you can launch and start reversing some old energy patterns. Get the energy in there so your body can fix itself.
I know we're going to take another break, but I wanted to start the conversation about our emotional side of this. I mean, if this can help with things like emotional traumas, like maybe depression, mm-hmm. anxiety. And that seems to be, especially things like PTSD, where it's almost like an emotional cycle. You're like in a loop. And I wonder if that loop is an energy drain, right? So because you're always in it, you never can escape that particular, you can't energize because you're always drawn to the negative side. Is this something that therapists and people who have emotional issues should consider?
Absolutely. Yes. Most of us feel a lifting of mood. And again, there are medical devices out there. It's a little bit difficult to get into the program sometimes. You can do that, or you can do something more relaxed through a practitioner, or if you own your own system at home. I've seen people experience extremely good results.
And that's amazing. I mean, we treat people for emotional issues, but the medication literally is kind of designed to, how can I put it, enhance the neurotransmitters somehow. I mean, it's not, it can't work long term.
Band-aids.
Yeah. I mean, it basically saps your system as opposed to energizing it. Because you're going to run out of neurotransmitters. You're not going to be able to make enough. And it's just artificially ginning it up, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. So let's take our last break. I'm so sorry to cut you off, but let's take our last break and come back because I want to get your take on that. It just seems to be, again, what you're doing is so, it just makes perfect sense. It's like, why does nobody just do this? So let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. I'm speaking with Ms. Kara Hayes. And Ms. Hayes, again, can you tell people how to, I see it's pulseemf.com/Kara-Hayes. That's how people can reach you. And I'll make sure that people get this information when the show runs. But, before the break, I was trying to, it just seemed to me, it kind of just picture a light bulb went off about how most diseases are low energy states or inflammatory conditions. Mm-hmm. And if being in a loop for PTSD or depression, anxiety, And we know there's a gut axis to that as well. So if you're pulsing and you're feeding your gut and you're getting the blood flow and you're getting these, I'm sure, endorphins and dopamine and everything is just going up naturally, it seems to me that that's the ultimate way to treat these problems, not some artificial pill that's not, we're not really sure what it does. This is the body doing it itself. Is that a good way to think about it?
This, absolutely. This is giving the body the energy it needs to do what it does naturally. It's a little bit like vitamins for our energy. Mm-hmm. It's using something that our body's naturally used in higher concentrations so we can address that inflammation. That's one of the things that PEMF is known for doing, is reducing inflammation. All of our cells in any areas of injury or inflammation, they need a cellular membrane voltage, if you will. They need an energy level that's twice its normal energy level. But in today's day and age, it doesn't get there. But PEMF is able to give the body that energy, so those cells are working properly as they should. So the areas of inflammation, and if you think about what you described before with mood issues, with what can be called medical mood issues, those are often states of inflammation. Mm-hmm. If we are reducing our body-wide inflammation, we might be able to impact that fairly significantly. And I have seen it do so. There's a ton of research, and I have to be, if you'll pardon some of my wording, because we are a general wellness device, I cannot address specific medical conditions, but I can say that, again, in PubMed.gov, there's a ton of research out there. And our basic science that underlies the technology is the exact same technology that they're using.
Well, it's about physiology and cellular biology. Mm-hmm. And again, that's the underpinning of understanding how the body works and how we can achieve health, you know, work towards balance, because it really is all about that. I mean, we just live such extreme lives. We don't drink enough water. We don't exercise. We eat all sorts of things that we shouldn't. And now we're getting hit with an emotional, weight of just living. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing how the body's able to just take these insults and keep going. But, you know,
absolutely.
I think.
And once we get that circulation going, once we get the blood flow oxygenated, once we get our stem cells working better, creating more stem cells and differentiating into what they're supposed to be, which PEMF does. Once we get our mitochondria making more ATP and more mitochondria, increasing our nutrient uptake, increasing detox, and a host of other things that PEMF can do as one of our top modalities, the change in people is remarkable.
You know, it just, again, it strikes me how we do all these things artificially to try to achieve what you just described. We drink caffeine to make mm-hmm. us more alert. We go to oxygen bars to try to get oxygen in. I mean, all the things that we do that are fads, but this is actually the foundation. And it's mm-hmm. easy. It's like the body's soaking up what it needs to take in order to rebalance itself. And I'm sure it changes based on the day and what is going on with the person. But this technology is able to meet the patient where the patient is. That's what it seems to me.
It's really the closest thing I've found to the good kind of magic that I've ever seen out there. It really is the most broadly applicable and profoundly applicable thing that I've seen. It's easy to use. It feels good. Even in 10-minute demos, I'm often, probably 7 times out of 10, able to start moving the needle for somebody's discomfort. For example, knees. Knees respond so well to PEMF. If I could do one demonstration all day long, it would be 10-minute demos on knees, because it tends to be more corrective than palliative, and it works fast. People feel a difference very quickly. Now, will it quote unquote fix everything? I wish. Nothing quite does that. But does it help the body take care of more than anything else that I've personally seen? Yeah, it really does.
Now, you mentioned a demo. I mean, how can people go about doing that? And Do you have to be in your state where you live, or do you travel?
I do travel. I'm currently in Pennsylvania. I travel in a fairly broad range. And if your listeners contact me, if I'm not able to get there personally, there's a good chance that I can connect you with somebody that will be a good match for you.
That's good to know. I mean, everybody should at least try this.
Mm-hmm. You know, either as a demo, or I might be able to connect you with a provider, or talk about options for using it for home or business.
That's awesome. And, you know, you made a statement about how insurance doesn't cover it. I think that's a good thing, frankly, because things become cost effective and you can access them. There's always a gatekeeping function to the insurance market. They're going to be able to mm-hmm. decide who wins and who loses, and the price will be jacked up to unsustainable amounts of money because it's about the money. And when it's just the doctor and the patient, the practitioner and the patient, it's gone. It's about patient mm-hmm. care, and it's about that relationship. And I love that there are doctors here in Georgia, in Atlanta region. And if you go on the website, pulsepmf.com, there's a locator map. And I guess you can put your city and your state in, and you can find a practitioner that's near you if you want to go, you know, yeah. to somebody and get the PMF, try it out. There seems to be no downside to this, in my opinion, but is there any side effect? You know, we always have to talk about the good and the bad, and anything that people need to know about things that they can't do with it.
Definitely. That's always a great question. I have found very, very few side effects, and most of them are detox. You really can't do too much. Many of us, after a long day or if we're working on something severe health-wise, we'll sleep on it overnight. So I'll sleep on it for, you know, 4, 6, 8 hours and feel fantastic the next morning. Now, I've gotten past the detox threshold where I've worked it out of my system. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you know you detox really fast, if you know you've had Lyme disease, just talk to your practitioner, talk to me about that before you really start your home use or practitioner use, professional use, and just work past the detox slowly. We got to get the toxins out of our system. Otherwise, we're never going to really heal. So it's a good side effect. You just gotta work through it.
Now, would you recommend that patients start with an integrative practitioner if they have a chronic illness because of the toxic, you know, the Herkimer's reaction, and do they mm-hmm. need supplements to help smooth the process? And is that something that you'd recommend if it is complicated?
If it's truly complicated, it doesn't hurt to try the PEMF. I wouldn't get a 50 pack right off the bat. Almost everybody can use it and they're able to work up to it without needing a practitioner or without needing a medical professional or a holistic health practitioner. I do believe if we're a complicated case, it is always a good idea to work with our health team. For those who don't have a health team yet, I think it is not contraindicated at all to start trying it without that. If there is a concern, absolutely consult your health team. If it's something where you're pretty confident with your health, there's no reason not to try it, in my experience.
Now, I want to hone in on that health team. So you have professional, you have a system that people can contact you and kind of create the program with you so that there's somebody kind of aligned with them as they're going through this?
Definitely. For our owners, we have our customer care team who are available every weekday. And there's me, of course. I'm always happy to help. So we have folks that will help design an approach forward with the PEMF.
Okay. That's good to know. And that means it's it's comprehensive. You're not just selling mm-hmm. something, but you're actually involved with the patient, and it's like a partnership, which I think is mm-hmm. one of the underpinnings of good health and quality healthcare. Now, in the minute Absolutely. That we have left, how can people once again reach you and find out more about the machine and purchase it if they want to?
I would love to help folks do that. Please reach out to me by email or text or call. You can email me at khayes, that's khayes, at pulsepemf.com. That's pulsepemf.com. Or you're welcome to text or call me at 717-357-2153. Again, that's 717-357-2153. Happy to talk about the various systems and how they might fit into your life.
Ms. Hayes, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward myself to finding a practitioner in my area so I can try this out, because it's fascinating. I have friends that I'm going to talk to this about them too, so that they can, get off this train of chronic illness and chronic pain. There's a better mm-hmm. option, and you just described another way, which I really appreciate.
I think you're going to love it, Dr. George. I can't wait to hear about your experiences.
Oh, I'll let you know. I want to thank you again for joining me, and thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Events.